Miss Lauren Metcher on alto saxophone. And of course, still on bass, Mr. Mike Frost. Yeah, she's playing. All right, we got to look at this, everyone. No need to hide from it. It's right here. Been with us for a long, long time. Prostitution. Sharing this with you from procon.org. And I want to ask you this question. Prostitution, I say it's been with us a long, long time. How long would you say it goes back? I believe it goes back longer than we think. Some people say it goes back to at least 2,400 years before Christ, when it appeared on an ancient Sumerian list of professions, along with doctor, scribe, barber, and cook. Although very old, prostitution is not literally considered to be the world's oldest profession. Some people call it that, but there are those who say that it's not literally considered to be the world's oldest profession. It's been around a long, long time. At least, they're saying 2400 BC. Just want to give you just some facts about prostitution for now. And as we continue with the discussion Saturday and other days, we're going to take a look at some of the different types of prostitution. We're going to look at some of the arguments for and against prostitution. What is your position and what do you base it on? And as I've said before, I'm not saying that I'm for or against it. I'm simply asking you what your position is. And also, I want to repeat this. I think it would be helpful if we hear what both sides are saying. I do have a position, by the way. I really think that overall, prostitution is hurtful in many, many ways. And I normally don't tell you what my position is when I'm doing the pro-con. I made an exception this time, but we're going to be taking a look at pros and cons, arguments for prostitution, arguments specifically for legalizing prostitution, and arguments against legalizing prostitution. All right, so in the United States of America, prostitution is illegal except in 11 rural counties in Nevada. This is what they're sharing with us. Indoor prostitution became legal in Rhode Island in 1980 due to an unintentional legal loophole created by legislators. The legislators created an unintentional legal loophole that allowed for indoor prostitution in Rhode Island. The state enacted new legislation nearly 30 years later to close the loophole on November 3rd, 2009. On November 2nd, 2004, two prostitution referendums went to the voters in the U.S., with 63.51% of voters in Berkeley, California, wanting to keep prostitution a crime, and 62.78% of voters in Churchill County, Nevada, wanting to keep prostitution legal. The same brothel in Nevada could cost an owner a $200 fee in Lander County, a $150,000 brothel. Now, this is one of the types of prostitution. They have a certain place designated for prostitution. It could cost an owner a $200 fee in Lander County, a $150,000 fee in Nye County, and up to 6 months in jail and or a $1,000 fine in Las Vegas. In 1751, Holy Roman Empress Maria Theresa banned short dresses and replaced waitresses with waiters in order to suppress prostitution. You may be surprised. I think some of us, maybe a number of us, would be surprised to find out some of the places that prostitution takes place. Can you imagine replacing waitresses in order to reduce prostitution? Think about this too. trying to remember, what school was it? College was it that had the cheerleaders prostituting themselves? And recently, one of the schools in South Carolina, and if I call the name of you know, let's see, I'm trying to remember. They were doing a great job cheering. Great job cheering. One of the universities there. Coastal Carolina University. Not necessarily all of them, but several of the cheerleaders at Coastal Carolina University worked as strippers and escorts. And of course, escorts, they're providing their bodies. They're selling their bodies for money. They're exchanging their bodies for money or other gifts. So these cheerleaders, and again, several, they're not saying all of the cheerleaders at Coastal Carolina University, but several of them worked as strippers and they worked as escorts, sometimes receiving up to $1,500 in cash or in gifts like clothes, shoes, designer handbags for accompanying men on dates arranged through a website, according to an open records request. The university's entire cheerleading team was suspended indefinitely about a week after allegations surfaced. Members of the squad were involved in a prostitution ring, bought booze for minors, and paid others to do their coursework. Remember that? That broke somewhere around April 2017. Prostituting themselves. Who would have thought that we would have cheerleaders prostituting themselves? Like I said, we'd be surprised at some of the places that prostitution turns up. And as I've said, not everyone who is in the prostitution world is there against their will. We're going to be talking about prostitution more Saturday and the days to come. But in the meantime, try not to be super harsh. Be so grateful that your morals are what they are. But also be thinking about what you can do. Who knows? You may be able to come up with some ways, especially as we get into discussions about sex trafficking and other things. And that's partly where this conversation is going to lead. We want us to be thinking about ways that we may be able to help make the situation better. Because as always, I want us to be thinking about, I want you to be thinking about how you can let some of life's best moments come through you.